nothing but the love you give.
Well, with these cooler temperatures and the overcast skies, you might be forgiven for thinking that it's maybe turning into autumn. But no, Carouge are telling us it is springtime in Carouge, much to everyone's confusion. But Cecilia Campeas from the Ville de Carouge is here to explain why their Spring in Carouge event is happening now. Cecilia, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kat. How are you?
Very well. How are you? I've heard that apparently it's spring in Carouge. So how's the weather over there?
Well, we have a microclimate here.
It's the 57th edition of this festival that you run every year. So I understand why the dates may have been pushed around. Why did you decide to push forward and have this event now in autumn?
Well, you know, the global situation impeded us to have it last year. So this year we were really, really keen into having our theme, which is weightless. And we needed a little bit of lightness. So that's the idea after all we've been through.
So tell us about this theme then. As you say, the theme this year of your festival is weightlessness. Can you give us some examples of how different performers or artists, I know that there's musicians on the program, there are lots of different things happening. So how has that theme of weightlessness been interpreted for Printemps Carougeois?
Well, we wanted to go a little bit in the sky, and that's why some of the proposals are really into gravity and going a little bit in suspension. So we have this first performance on Friday evening and Saturday morning and evening. It's called Horizon, and the performance actually invite us to an infinite variation of the void. So we will go in the airs, in the clouds, and find how they feel about it. So it's going to be a very, very interesting performance in the air. And so that's free, and it's on the Place de Sardaigne, and it's half hour. So it's a very nice, short performance to experience.
You've also got some different art installations. I've seen some very beautiful flowers spinning. Can you tell me about this meditative art experience?
Yeah, it's very meditative, actually. You enter the room, which is a dark room, and the artist, Lionel Stocker, has proposed us to do this installation of very, very fine flowers and nature. And so you just have to sit and relax and just get like hypnotized by this installation. So it's really about looking at all these flowers, and it's a meditative experience, yeah. So it's a little bit uplifting our soul.
You've also got some yoga too, talking of meditation, some activities for everyone, like yoga, different workshops too, that's still on the program. I mean, this is all over the next few days, isn't it, literally?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually from tonight already. You can see the installation at Halle de la Fonderie. But then on Sunday morning, indeed, we have some meditation for people who want to try it, that have never experienced meditation. We have a super teacher of meditation who will be teaching the first steps to enter into meditation. So that's really a unique opportunity. To do it here,
take
you need to take a ticket.
So the website then, for people to check out the all the locations of exactly where in Carouge all of these different things are happening and what is on when it comes to things like the circus performances, the aerial performances, Horizon that we mentioned. What's the website?
So it's Printemps. I don't know how you say it in English.
A little hyphen.
Carougeois .ch. So, and everything is in English. We have, our website is bilingual, so we really invite English speakers to come to our festival.
It's perfect, and lots of things that don't necessarily require any language, like the meditative experiences.
Absolutely.
And the art exhibitions and circus performances.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Happening until, well, it started at the end of last week and going on until this Sunday. I've got a question.
Yes.
For you though, Cecilia. Will the 58th edition next year, are you going to move it back to spring? Because printemps...
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise we have to change the name.
It's very confusing.
No. This edition was a little bit exceptional. But now we will have it again in 6 months' time. So yeah, in May, next May. To start spring, it's going to be here in Carouge, and we have a fantastic topic also coming along. It's going to be the cosmos and the universe and the stars, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Look out for that one already, but do check out Springtime in Carouge, Printemps Carougeois, this week. It's happening now. It's on today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. Cecilia, thanks very much for joining us and telling us all about it.
Yeah, thank you, Kat. Very nice from you.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around.